Hello, everybody. Brian here from plotlabs.net. We're going to go over from an email from somebody regarding some queries about what I do. So before I get started, I just wanted to talk about social media. Everything's pretty well going out of control. I've been restricted in my Facebook group as a result, among other things. I'm getting off of these. That's why I'm building out the adding new features into the algo, into the private chat server. My time access, if you want to come over here to plotlabs.net, you can start to get some training as well on MotoWave and Python bots. All details there. Okay, so let's get to the questions. All right, so, okay, I have done solo work. I'm ready to jump into the Quant Lab team. Last fall, summer, didn't quite exactly answer the questions I have. The Python scripts that you show in the videos, CCXT, blah, 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 these are all part of my course that I have here at quantlabs.shop. This is going to change as well. Shopify, I'll be dropping Shopify as well. But in the meantime, you can always get this course here with the logo here under main items. That's what I'm talking about, this course. So that's what the solution for his query. So these coding scripts, they're proprietary. This one I have available in the course with a decent link on how to do it. And this one is, as I said, proprietary. It's just a report, builds out technical analysis charts. I'm interested in learning in the indicators you do use. Fibonacci, Bollinger, the green trend that you draw in the trend PNG. Okay, let's talk about these ones. These are all technical analysis. People seem to get confused with technical analysis, meaning that they can use technical analysis for forecasting. That's not the best way to approach it. I mean, technical analysis is good for confirmation and be able to maybe estimate entry and exit points, like with Fibonacci. But usually, I'll just give Fibonacci as an example. Fibonacci, you'll get your levels that you can use. Problem is that you can never assume that the price will eventually make it to that entry level or exit level. Usually it never happens because it's not enough momentum in the market. So you have to understand that it's not 100% foolproof, and usually it's not even 50% foolproof. So that's just an example. So you confirm that in DVD you will teach these topics that perhaps maybe share these two scripts. Well, for the DVD price, probably not. But in the course, I kind of touch it. But I do talk about the technical analysis part. Definitely with the Bollinger Bands, because that's the TA lib. The Fibonacci and these trend lines are a little different. They're not part of the course. So just being up front there. So besides the purchase of DVD, what else do you get with the purchase granted access to the digital service? Okay, like I said here, for this one right here, that's the course. But if you want, you got this course here, the DVD, the payment, $10 for the high level trading of either MotoWave or Forex bot or crypto bot. I just stick with the crypto bot because I don't do really retail Forex. And that's in Python. And then also, there's a presentation here. Plus, we offer also the private chat server. Okay, and that's permanent. Okay, lifetime. And then that will be now the new community outside of, you know, Facebook, which I don't want to be part of, Instagram no more, no more WhatsApp groups, no more Facebook Messenger. So it's throwing all that out. In terms of YouTube comments, I might help you out, maybe, maybe not. So everything's going to be in this chat server. That's where I'm going to leverage the social. In there, I'm also adding in new rooms. I just put in a newsroom in there. I'll be adding a study group room for the engagement of the upcoming futures and options from UC Davis that I want to go through and just do it as a group. So there's that as well and some other things as well I'm thinking of adding. So for $10 or whatever the price is, it's a pretty good deal. Continuing along. And why two distinct signals? Binance and aren't good on Kraken and vice versa. Okay, these are two different bots. These are two separate accounts. two separate exchanges, meaning Binance is for Asia. For Americans will not have access to it. Binance don't want you for regulatory purposes. And that will deal with alternative coins. Kraken, that bot, is totally different now. They were germed or established from the same code base, but they're two separately distinct bots now. So the Kraken bot focuses only on Bitcoin and Ethereum because they're biggest market share of the crypto space. And that's available for U.S. residents as well. And anybody, as far as I know, can get access to the Kraken as well. So that's the distinction between the two. By the way, have you viewed your video yesterday? I did a Arc Linux VM with Vulture and the LAX region. So let me refer to this video here. So if you go to my YouTube channel, he's referring to this video here, local Python script client to automate crypto trading overview. With tech overview. So this is a 40 minute video, I believe, something like that. And what this goes over is the different cloud server options outside of the AWS, the Google, and the Azure. There's three companies that you can use: DigitalOcean, Vulture, V-U-L-T-R, and Linode. So they're like cheaper, very affordable servers that you could spin up in a variety of different Linux distros or Windows. So that's what this video goes through and how I'm overcoming my message queuing between the trading client script and from my server, which is going to be hosted on here on the Vulture. So this is what this person is referring to. So with that in mind, this is what he came across. It did reduce my latency with Kraken from 140 milliseconds with my Montreal server to something between, 20 to 30 milliseconds round trip. That's amazing. That's a huge drop. Lately, I was suggesting getting my front run systematically on most of my triangular arbitrage trades. That was not fun. So let's talk about arbitrage. I have experimented over and over and over again with different types of arbitrage techniques in crypto. Crypto is very fast moving. It's highly volatile, and especially now with the new regime that crypto is just moved into. Arbitrage is very difficult to be able to maintain relationships between long pairs and short pairs. If there is a relationship, I find that it depends upon how you're building the arbitrage and what you're arbitraging. But usually I find it very difficult to arbitrage, to find the pattern, the relationship, build something off it, and then build arbitrage change trades out of that. Very difficult. Now, in terms of the front running, I'm not sure how that can work. I do know if you're on Binance, you will get whale traders, but I don't know where you're trading, if it's the spot or the futures. One of the things I need to mention here, really important, is as a key, is Binance Asia. I don't know about Binance US, but there's very little volume there from last I looked. But you want to be in the futures market. You don't want to be in the spot market. I've shown this quite a few times where right now, and has been when Bitcoin was moving like crazy amounts, the futures market, the volume in the futures market was about 2 to 3 times more than the spot market, which means that the price moves are much faster, much wider, with the momentum moving up. So in the spot market, that opportunity is not there. So still, I do think that the futures market is where you want to be. And it's the same with Kraken as well. Because from what I see, Americans don't have a lot of options when it comes to crypto exchanges out of the US. The only futures market that I've seen or futures exchange that's available to Americans is on Kraken. Kraken's really good for this because they are also, back in November, we're getting institutional orders, and that was what was driving up the price. And we're talking large quantity to like $250,000 orders, which would usually, if it's retail, be like maybe at most 50 grand US. So really important to know that. And the other thing that you need to worry about when it comes to your front running, very key, is when you're on Binance, especially in the futures market, you are able to, through their API, be able to see all the liquidated orders. Okay, that's key, because you don't want to deal with what they do in shoddy retail brokers, forex brokers, like I'm not going to mention names, but they'll just usually give you a bid and ask volume and a percentage of the breakdown on that, on whatever pair. That's not going to really help you out, because you want to know the quantity on each side for the bid and ask. Because and what Binance lists, right, is the liquidated amounts, not like somebody put a quote out there and then do the, as you call it, the quote stuffing or the front running, and then pull that order out and cancels. And then you're left holding the bag because you have a model watching that. So what Binance does is that when you see the quantity that's liquidated, quote unquote liquidated, that is the actual amount that's filled. Very critical. It's one of the, I think it's the only venue of its kind that does that in all asset classes. For the CME, you got to pay probably upwards $5,000 a month to get that kind of data on the CME, as an example, in the US on a legit regulated exchange. Whereas on top of that, in the US with special interest, that's why they have dark pools, to hide that kind of data, because Binance is able to show that. Everyone's got access to that, and it's a fair playing field. It's not because some institutional player like Goldman Sachs or whatever, because they're multi-billion, that they get privileged information that we, the small little guys fighting out the crumbs, are getting. So that's the clear distinction there. That's why I trade the futures market, and it's obviously based upon the volumes I'm seeing. Everyone else sees the same thing. Now, I feel like it is going to go much more profitable. I will tell you, when you trade like this, you'll see a night and day difference. Massive. My setup is up and running, hasn't been triggered yet. I don't know if you're using arbitrage, it's probably because it's just oscillating a certain level of amount, and I don't know how you trigger the events, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, because you don't have the upward momentum like you had between November, maybe up to a week ago. This strike gets triggered to in burst, and it can be very quiet and start trading like crazy for short periods. Yeah, I've experienced the same thing, especially when you have momentum there. So with my bot, it's just basically watching the bid and ask, and then building new thresholds for the regime that the market enters into. And as I said, what I'm seeing is that there's like a 2% move up with some of the Bitcoins, then goes back down negative 2%, and it just oscillates between that. And that's fine when you see the market move up 1%, 2% all together with all the big coins, because all the little coins, the altcoins, will move in tandem with that. But you got to be on the lookout for when the market reverses and it oscillates that. Where the markets get very difficult to trade in is when the moves are not no longer 2% or even 1%. They're less than probably positive 0.5% to negative 0.5%, because that's very, very difficult to trade in. But I did put up a video yesterday that identified certain coins right here, which crypto altcoins profited today in the last 12 hours. And this other one here, same video, which shows certain coins that go against that relationship of the big coins moving together. And sometimes they go back to moving together with the big five. So as a result, it's all random, and there's really no consistent pattern. Even if you find a consistent pattern, it's going to change the next day. I mean, that's just the way it is in crypto. It's very difficult to trade that. I'm very eager to get in action. I did refine my system, and that's what it's about. In my last email exchange, I was struggling to reach X monthly trade volume. I got the milestone the first couple of days of 2021, and I'm about to break the exit level. However, there is volume. There's more volume than profit, and that's what it comes down to, what's getting liquidated in the market, namely the futures market. So you got to watch for that. I need help from a team of like-minded individuals. I'm ready to join your team. Yeah, and that's what the chat server is about, to bring in people like that for the price is very cheap. And bottom line, I benefited big time from that video. Thanks a lot. I didn't know about Vulture, and they're much better than AWS. I mean, any of the big three cloud providers, as I said, AWS, Azure, and Google, just stay away from. I mean, I don't know, forget the politics here. If they're able to yank off Parler.com at whim and basically shut down the entire server and service, why would you want to be on a company like that? Because the, what I call the cancer culture, green-haired freaks come attacking. And you don't want to be on those kind of providers. You want to be on a smaller provider, but yet still really good. And as he says here, the latency is good. The cost, actually, I think the cost here, and right here, and this to be considered, I have way too much power on the VM. Okay, I took the 3 CPU high frequency setup. This thing is a beast. In fact, you don't have 3 CPU. You get 6 with the hyper-threading thing. You can go all the way up to 8 core or 8 servers for like, I think it was $80. It's unreal. Despite processing millions of updates, I do less than 10% CPU of the 600%. So you go, like the one he's specifying here, I think is $20 a month. It's so cheap. If you have time, if you have a hard time, I think it's half time finding the right environment, setting your account on my VM could maybe be an option. So yeah, these smaller ones that I mentioned, DigitalOcean, stay away from. I've done the research. They seem to have really bad customer service. Linode seems to be the best one. If you follow what I have posted on Facebook, look for Braxman. Let's see. I think it's Tom. I can't remember his name. Yeah, it's Braxman. Yeah, so just look up this website here. This guy, Rob Braxman, he mentions about Linode, and he has great customer service. This is where I learned this from. And Vulture's good, too. But I haven't really, it's not even a week on him, so I can't really comment, but Linode looks good, too. So, yeah, that's about it. So hopefully, again, I'll just remind you, if you want to get in, building out this community and getting off of the social media and what they do to people, regardless of your political view or view or whatever. Yeah, that's why I'm building out this server. It has been around for a while, but I'm adding more features and rooms to it and stuff. So we'll see. And again, that's quantlabs.net/DVD. And if you want to know about the analytics service for the trading client, that's coming. Just come on over to quantlabs.net/questions and we'll set up a time to talk. Make sure you're a right fit for what we have and meet your expectations. Other than that, we shall talk to you later. And lastly, if you're not in any of this stuff but just want to enter into the Quantlabs vortex of emails, which is really just a newsletter, quantlabs.net/quantlabs.net. Yeah, and then just fill out your details here to get some free PDFs while you're at it. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.